With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. University presidents were met with swift backlash to their remarks on campus anti-Semitism. Correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
The presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology faced swift criticism for their responses earlier this week during a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. Republican and some Democratic lawmakers are rebuking them for not being strong enough in their condemnation of hate speech against Jewish students. The university presidents had testified in a five-hour-long hearing before the House Education and Workforce Committee. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is still in a state of shock over the Hamas terrorist attack it suffered on October 7th. The
country's still, bogged down emotionally. In October 7th, and I think it's going to take a very long time. Even the notion that we lost hundreds of soldiers on that day, that is very difficult to internalize.
Oren says the entire nation won't get a chance to heal until after the war with Hamas is won. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. New York Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman was censured by the House of Representatives today for pulling a fire alarm at a U.S. Capitol Hill building when the chamber was in session. Michigan Congresswoman Lisa McClain says Bowman knew what he was doing.
Representative Jamal Bowman of New York knowingly pulled a fire alarm to cause chaos and stop the House from doing its business. This is a felony. Plain and simple. It's not difficult to understand.
Bowman late Wednesday said he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and apologized for his mistake. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the NASDAQ rose 193, the S&P 500 advanced 36. This is SRN News. Men are really cleaning up in women's cycling.
Both the gold and the silver medals at the single speed competition of this month's Illinois State Cyclocross Championship went to men. Cycling federations have been especially welcoming to transgender athletes. As a result, men are beginning to dominate women's races. Legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova doesn't like it, delivering an ex post that reads, quote, "More mediocre males taking podium places from female athletes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Wisconsin judge reaffirmed her ruling this summer that state law permits consensual medical abortions after the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade reactivated the state's 1849 abortion ban. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Schlipper ruled in July that the ban prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child, but doesn't apply to consensual medical abortions. This is SRN News. Tragedy strikes the family of a U.S. senator from North Dakota, Bob Agnew reports.
Republican Senator Kevin Cramer says his son was involved in a police chase on Wednesday night that led to the death of a police officer. Senator Cramer says his son, 42-year-old Ian Cramer, has a long history of mental illness, paranoia, and hallucinations. He was driving a stolen vehicle at the time. In a statement, the senator requests prayers for the family of the fallen officer and his colleagues. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's margin for error for getting Republican priorities through the House is getting slimmer. The expulsion of Congressman George Santos of New York and the end-of-the-year retirement of Representative Kevin McCarthy is shrinking the GOP's vote cushion. That's complicating future votes and magnifying the ability of individual lawmakers to force concessions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.